My name's Leslie Peterson, and I help bloggers turn their modest websites into thriving online enterprises with SEO, email marketing, and a little hard love encouragement to always move forward consistently and with a plan. Happy Monday. I am really excited to continue this series on the Blogger's Blueprint for Success, a manifesto for sustainable growth and impact. If you are just joining the podcast, then you should know that this is the fourth episode about the manifesto. So we so far have done one episode that dives into all 13 principles, and now we're tackling each principle one at a time, and we're on principle 3. So if you've missed the overview or the detailed podcast episodes about 1 and 2, please go take a look at that. I've linked to all of that in the show notes, and I've got a printout, a PDF for you that highlights all 13 principles. So let's jump into number 3 today, and that is we avoid chasing shiny pennies. So we have clarity of mission, plan, and task. Discipline keeps us on track. We work from a structured plan to accomplish the right projects regardless of our circumstances. Whew. You know, we talk about shiny pennies here a lot, and it's typically because that's probably the most common, I don't want to say problem, but concern, distraction, reason maybe that I hear bloggers are not accomplishing what they want. And it's kind of a cliche term, so let's talk about what it really means. I think if you avoid shiny pennies, then what you're doing is you're emphasizing focus and strategic decision-making when it comes to your work and when you're surrounded by distractions. So it's easy to stay focused when you have no distractions, right? But to stay focused and to continue with your strategic decision-making while you are bombarded with distractions, that is when there's problems. And I think it really just boils down to clarity. Every day, you have to ask yourself, every single day, what is the most important thing for me to focus on? And sometimes I hear people say, well, I do that. I look at my calendar and I go, okay, well, that's what I'm going to focus on today. And I make it through and I still don't feel like I have clarity. And I appreciate that you're disciplined, that you're working from your calendar, but there's a step prior to that. And that is getting the right things on your calendar. And it can be tricky, especially because, you know, when you're being thrown, oh my gosh, that's a cool idea. Oh, did you see she was doing that? Oh my gosh, he told me this story and I need to do that. And it's discouraging. So I like to share with people, and I've had an episode on this before, but I like to share with people that I use a 5x5 method. So every quarter, I identify 5 projects that I'm going to work on, and I narrow those, I detail out each of those 5 projects with 5 tasks that need to be done. And so that gives me 25 things, right? 5x5. And I make sure that each of those tasks are small enough that I can do 2 of them in a week. So there's 13 weeks in a quarter, 25 things in a 5x5 plan. So that gives me one of those days to plan. And then there are 25 other spaces that fill those 13 weeks. So I just have to make sure, the trick really is to make sure that you're putting tasks in place that are small enough that you can accomplish 2 of them in 1 week. So writing a book, not a detail of a 5x5. So I'm probably not even writing a chapter. Like, I think maybe outlining a chapter could be one of the tasks. And maybe if you've got 13 chapters, then those are the tasks that you're trying to accomplish. So when I say five by five, identify five projects. Well, it might be that one of your projects is huge and it actually has 25 tasks on it. That's okay. The point is to get yourself down to those 25 things that you're going to accomplish for that quarter, and then turning off the focus to everything else. So when a fantastic idea or something you have to do comes across your desk, you put it on your list of things to evaluate next quarter, and you keep moving forward with discipline, with the strategic decisions that you have in place for this quarter. Okay, so I think most of us understand why focus and strategic decision making are really important, but let's talk about that for a little bit. I think the primary thing is that it helps you maintain focus. You know exactly where you want to go. So you've got these goals in mind that translate into projects, and those projects translate into tasks. And now you know where you need to focus, where you need to focus your time as you're working through the day, but also where you need to focus the time blocks in your calendar to make sure that you are actually working on those things and not other random things that come up. The other reason it's important is because it really enhances our productivity. I can't tell you how many times before I did the 5x5 method, I would sit down at my desk and go, okay, it's time to work. Now, what am I doing? And this really eliminates that problem. You know exactly what you're supposed to work on. When you sit down, you've got a list of things. You're just grabbing that next task and you're working towards it. So when you know kind of the boundaries of that task as well, you know what you did the previous day you were working on this task. You know what the next task is. So you're feeling the boundaries of that. It also really enhances your productivity. And it ensures you stay clear and true to your mission. So like I said, all of these pieces of the 5x5 method come into play because you have specific goals, maybe for the year, maybe for your, you know, the entire course of your business, but you're staying clear and true to those and not kind of fudging around thinking, oh, well, maybe this will help. Well, maybe that will help. But you're really laser focused on that mission. And then the last thing I'll talk about, you know, why it's important, I think it really helps avoid burnout. I know one of the things that can cause burnout is following all the trends. So trying to keep up with all the trends, trying to follow them, trying to be, you know, fantastic at them all, figuring out how to make money from them, figuring out when you're going to apply them, hoping that they work, crossing your fingers. I mean, all, and you know, if you're not able to really give your all to a project, or a penny, then it's not that likely to be successful. And then, so when you don't see income or change coming from that, it absolutely feels like burnout. Okay, so how do we put this into practice? How do we put into practice avoid chasing shiny pennies? So I've got 7 items for you to consider as you're attempting to put this in practice. The first one is to set really clear goals. And some of you are probably saying, okay, well, I've got goals. And I want to ask you this. Have you written them down? Can you articulate them? Do you look at them on a regular basis? Do you weigh your projects against those goals? And I think sometimes, even if we're bloggers and writers, we forget the power of writing this down. So I would implore you to set your goals, really clear goals about what you want to achieve, maybe for the year, or, you know, across the lifetime of your business. What is it that you're looking to do? Write it down. And then the second way you put this into practice is that you create a strategic plan that helps you accomplish that goal. My suggestion is the 5x5 method because it helps you break it down to a quarter and then a week. And then every day, you know that you're working on the right thing. If you have a different way of doing it or you want to do it a different way, by all means, do that. But you will need, however you choose to do it, a strategic plan to help you realize those goals. And then when you get that plan in place, it's so important to prioritize those tasks ahead of all the other stuff on your calendar, ahead of, you know, scrolling, certainly, you know, social media or calling, you know, people or any of those sorts of things. But I think it's really important to prioritize them above all the other things that you think you have to do. It's so important to keep reviewing your priorities. Every day when you sit down and you look at what you have on your calendar, I mean, ask yourself, is that really what I'm supposed to be working on? Is it really part of my strategic plan? Is it really the most important thing that I can do right now in order to achieve my goal? And sometimes it's not going to be, especially when you're first starting to think in this way. And that's why the next way that you can put this into practice is to practice saying no. No, no, no. And it's really hard if you're feeling the struggle of the helpful content update and you're not making as much money as you usually used to or you usually have, then saying no to a project can feel really stressful because you think, oh God, I just need the money. And you follow some line of thought, some partnership that really doesn't align with who you are, isn't as much money as you know that you deserve. So don't practice saying no. When you hear about a cool new trend that you really, that all your friends are doing, and they're all talking about how important it is, Google Web Stories, just say no. And if you are struggling to say no, then say wait. If you can't say no, at least say wait. So I have a list of projects, ongoing projects, and then I pick from that list each quarter. So I have a huge list of projects that I want to accomplish for the website, and then I've got a separate piece of paper with my beautiful Sharpies where I've identified everything that I want to do in Q1 because that's where I'm in right now. I follow a fiscal or a regular calendar for this, If I hear about something that sounds magical that I really need to do, instead of doing it in this quarter, it just goes on my huge project list and it waits there. That way, it's a little bit of time lapses as there's a space between my excitement about that project and executing on that project. Then when the next quarter rolls around and it's time for me to pick the projects that I'm going to work on, I can see it in a different light and I can weigh its importance based on how it aligns with my goals and how important and how likely it is to help me achieve those goals in light of all the other projects on my list. Okay, so if you can't say no, just say wait, just put it aside. And you don't have to say no, but you can say not now. Number six, track your progress. Why? Because it is so fulfilling to look back and see all the amazing things that you've accomplished. And I think it makes, when you start assessing your effectiveness using the 5x5 method or whatever method you choose to use, when you see those successes, it becomes easier to stay disciplined. It becomes easier to say no or not now. It becomes easier to deprioritize something on your calendar that really shouldn't be there. And obviously, I mean, it's just a good business practice. This worked, this didn't. This made a lot more money than that, so I'm going to double down on this other thing. I mean, all of that's important, but really, I like to track what I've done so I can look back and go, damn, girl, you did a good job. And I would encourage you to do that as well. The last thing I want to tell you when it comes to putting it into practice is the D word that I just mentioned. Not damn, discipline. Discipline equals freedom. I know so many people who do not want to, they do not want to plan. They do not want to pick what their goals are going to be for the quarter. They do not want to lay out 25 tasks that they need to work on. And I understand that it can feel suffocating if it's not what you're used to. But I promise you, friend, I promise you that discipline equals freedom, because you are now free from pennies, shiny pennies, stealing your gaze. You are free from a very unclear, unpredictable future. You are free from working on things that don't align with your goals. You are free from being captive to every little thing that that somebody talks about as being cool. So if you can get in your head that discipline equals freedom, if you can own that, personalize that for yourself, instead of thinking of it as you know, a ball and chain, it definitely makes the practice of avoiding those shiny pennies a lot easier. Okay, here's my call to action. What are your goals? What are your goals for your business? What are your goals for 2024? Write them down and then identify 5 projects that you're going to work on for the next quarter. So I do run a calendar, you know, my quarters align with calendars. Is that the right way to say them? But yours don't have to. So if you like this idea, then this week, one of your tasks is going to be to build your 5x5 calendar. And the other task is going to be the first thing that you do, the first one of those 25 things. So build a 5x5 plan that lists the projects that you're going to work on this quarter, and then put all the other projects on a to-be-evaluated next quarter list. And that list is where any new ideas will go. So I literally have a piece of paper with Sharpies. I'm looking at them right now. I've got one called 365 Projects, and it's very long, and another one called Q1 Projects. Some of the things are marked through. Some of them still have a little ways to go, but they're on my desk at all times. Sometimes I even tape them up on my wall, but I know exactly what I'm working on. And then when the cool new idea comes in, I just put it on the 3-5 projects list. I don't try to stick it in the Q1 projects list. Okay. And then when you've got those 25 tasks that you're ready to accomplish, and that might, you know, I say 5x5 because we're trying to get to 25 tasks here, 25 tasks that are granular enough that you can do 2 of them every week. And that might, you know, again, that might be one project with 25 tasks, or it could be 5 projects with 5 tasks each. Whatever you need to do for the projects that you have defined for yourself, get it to 25. And then let's say, more questions people have is like, what if I have a project and it's got 10 tasks, but I've already got, you know, 15 this quarter? Okay, well, finish, you know, do the tasks this quarter and then finish the tasks next quarter. This isn't I'm not trying to box you into something and force you to do something or too fast or too slow. It's just a tool that you can use to granularize your tasks, to go from goals for your business to quarterly projects to weekly tasks and to daily actions. That is the purpose. So keep that in mind. And then put those things on your calendar. So I know exactly what my 25 tasks are for this quarter, and each one of those things is in my calendar. I have a specific time. Some of them might take an hour, some of them might take 4 hours. They're all in my calendar. And I want you to do that too. Okay, so this is a big call to action, friends. What are your business goals? What are the huge list of projects that you want to work on in order to accomplish those goals? Which are the ones that you're going to work on in the next 3 months? How can you get those down to 25 tasks that are granular enough that you can do two of those every week? Take those 25 tasks, put them on your calendar, and say goodbye to any shiny pennies. Hey, real quick, this is Leslie, just dropping in to remind you that I have several free resources on my blog right now that I'd love you to get your hands on. Just head over to lesliepeterson.com, the link is in the show notes below, and grab my free blog post update checklist. Or if you're on a journey to fire up your blog's email newsletter, grab my free list of 52 newsletter connection prompts. With both of those, I'll include a video about how to use them to build a solid relationship with your subscribers or work towards doubling your traffic with updates. Grab both of those at lesliepeterson.com.